This talk is from GreatCatholicHomilies.com. The speaker is Father Pablo Straub, a Redemptorist priest and the founder of two religious communities, the Consecrates of the Most Holy Savior, for men and for women. The Order of Mercy, defending the faith throughout the world, willing to give up our own selves for others whose faith is in danger. Go to orderofmercy.org.
Propósito, a las 7:15 hay misa, ¿no? Así que no tengo mucho tiempo ahora. Estoy limitado de tiempo y quiero hablarles completo, pero completito, sin extenderme mucho, ¿no? Pero lo que no termino de decir ahora, se lo voy a decir otro día, quizás mañana. Hay un canto que me fascina. Jesús, ¿quién eres tú? Yo quiero saber, ¿quién eres tú? Jesús, ¿quién eres tú? Nacido en Belén y muerto en cruz. Y en esta plática vamos a tratar con sincero esfuerzo y con mucha humildad. Y sin humildad no hay nada bueno. Sin humildad no hay nada bueno. Me voy a esforzar por contestar esta pregunta. Jesús, ¿quién eres tú? Mis hermanos, San Pablo dice que en Jesús se encuentra todo lo que hay en ti y en mí, excepto el pecado. Lo voy a decir otra vez más. En Jesús está todo lo que hay en ti y en mí, excepto el pecado. ¿Has estado triste? Jesús también. ¿Has llorado de tristeza? Y no me refiero ahora a los que lloran de envidia, porque envidia es un pecado. Jesús llorar de envidia no pudo, porque envidia es pecado. En cambio, tristeza no es pecado. ¿Tú a veces has llorado de tristeza? Jesús también. ¿Tú a veces sientes la necesidad de encontrar algún amigo con quien platicar algo que necesitas platicar? Jesús también. A veces Jesús, estando en Jerusalén, Jesús estando en Belén, donde había un gran mercado con buena comida, caminaba hasta Betania. Eran 9 kilómetros, que son como 7 millas y media, 7 millas a pie, para acercarse a la casa de 3 hermanos, un varón de nombre Lázaro y 2 hermanitas de Lázaro, de nombre María y Magdalena. Jesús caminaba y llegaba y decía: Lázaro, María, Marta, Magdalena, ¿no hay almuerzo? Habiendo mucho almuerzo en Jerusalén, Jesús quería almorzar con ellos, porque eran sus amigos. La frase de San Pablo, tan completa, tan bella. Jesús tenía todo lo que tenemos nosotros, excepto el pecado. A veces te has sentido extenuado, extenuada. Una mamá, por ejemplo, agotada, que se siente que no puede tomar ni un paso más, de puro agotamiento. Pregunta a las mamás que si se han sentido así. Jesús también. Todo lo que hay en nosotros, lo hay en Jesús. Excepto el pecado. Hermanos, ¿saben por qué me alegro de la atención de ustedes? ¿Saben por qué me alegro? No porque me hace sentir así. Yo sé hablarle a la gente, me hacen caso, mira. No. Porque los quiero y sé que si escuchan con sinceridad sus corazones, sus almas, se van a hinchar de alegría. Así que déjate, porque Dios te quiere hablar por medio de su sacerdote, a quien Dios mandó precisamente para hablarles. Con todo y con sed, exactamente como nosotros en todo, excepto el pecado, Jesús tiene algo que ningún otro ser humano tiene. Y es Jesús, siendo hombre, es a la vez Dios. Jesús, siendo hombre, es a la vez Dios. Pero Dios, cuando María encargó a Jesús, encargó a Dios hecho, quien se hacía, perdón, a Dios hombre, que se hacía bebé. Hay una frase católica muy linda, y quiero que la escuchen, porque luego les voy a pedir que lo digan. Bendito sea Jesucristo, verdadero Dios y verdadero hombre. Digan, bendito sea Jesucristo, verdadero Dios y verdadero hombre. Les doy como 46. Así yo una vez más. Díganlo bien. Como si tuviera vergüenza. ¿Y para qué tener vergüenza de Jesús? Bendito sea Jesucristo, verdadero Dios y verdadero hombre. Bendito sea Jesucristo, verdadero Dios, verdadero hombre. 89, ahora ve si sacan 100. Bendito sea Jesucristo, verdadero Dios, verdadero hombre. No sé cuántos son ustedes, un centenar tal vez. Ustedes saben lo grande que es esto, que 100 jóvenes en una iglesia de Chicago griten desde el alma, no solo desde los pulmones, desde el alma. Bendito sea Jesucristo, verdadero Dios y verdadero hombre. Bendito sea Jesucristo, verdadero Dios y verdadero hombre. Ok, no voy a terminar, pero quiero por lo menos dar buen comienzo. Y otra noche seguiremos. ¿Por qué decimos que Jesucristo es Dios? Hermanos, todos 2000 años antes que viniera Jesús, estaba en este mundo Abraham. Y de Abraham nace toda la raza que se llama Israel. Por eso lo llaman Padre Abraham. ¿Cuándo? 2000 años antes de Jesús. Y como nosotros vivimos ahora 2000 años después de Jesús, entre Abraham y nosotros han pasado 4000 años. Abraham, recuérdenlo, 2000 años antes de Jesús. ¿Qué? Vamos a mirar la fecha de otro. Moisés vivió 1200 años antes de Jesús. 1200 years. Hermanos, perdonen que me siente un rato. Tengo muchos años, poco falta para 80, y me canso muy fácilmente. No me canso de amar. Moisés nació en Egipto. En Egipto había una ley del faraón, y la ley decía: cuando nace un bebé de alguna mamá israelita significaría Jewish. Si es varón, mátenlo. Si es mujercita, déjenla con vida. Y el faraón mandó decir a las comadronas de Israel, the midwives, les dijo: ustedes, si es varón, lo matan. Si es mujer, déjenla con vida. Y las comadronas no hicieron caso. Si nació una mujercita, la dejaban con vida. Un varoncito, lo dejaban con vida. Y el faraón les dijo: comadronas de las judías, vengan acá. ¿Qué les dije? Y mira qué invento dijeron ellas. Dijeron: señor faraón, las mujeres de Israel no son flojas como las egipcias. Cuando encargan y están a punto de dar a luz, son bien robustas, y vamos corriendo para ayudarle a que dé a luz. Pero cuando llegamos, ya dio a luz ella sola, y la misma que es mamá, si yo de comadrona propia. Y el faraón dice así: obedézcanme, lleguen a tiempo, y si es varón, mátenlo. Y las comadronas no obedecieron. Dios las bendiga. De modo que el faraón mandaba tropas para matar a varoncitos. Y una mamá israelita estaba como terminando sus 9 meses y sabía por instinto: este es varón. Y dijo a su hijita, la treceañera: hijita, vamos a hacer una cuna de juncos, de lo que crece en el río Nilo, porque al lado del río Nilo vivían. Y la hija recogió junquitos secos, hicieron con junquitos secos en vacíos por dentro, halo, hicieron una cuna, y ella se alivió Y antes que el gobierno pudiera darse cuenta, lo colocó en la cuna de juncos. A propósito, en egipcio, la palabra que dice juncos se pronuncia así: Moisés. Hasta el día de hoy, muchos no entienden. Hasta el día de hoy, en México, ¿cómo la mamá llama la cunita? Llama el Moisés, ¿verdad? Ya tengo un Moisés para mi hijo cuando nazca. So the baby was born, and they put the baby in this tiny crib made of river reeds, and the reeds had air in them, and the air was closed off with mud that they put in the reeds. And so the reeds, the reed crib was floating on the river very, very well. And they placed it where the reeds were growing in the river. Like here's the river near the shore, and the reeds are growing up. And so the mother told her 13-year-old girl, put the crib and the baby down in the river, and the baby will float. I already gave the baby a whole lot of milk. We'll see how long he can last until the soldiers go by and come in and see there's no baby. So they put the baby to float in the river to save the little baby's life. And the king's palace, the pharaoh's palace, was just up the hill a little way. And one day the king's daughter, the princess, said to her friends, I want to go down to the river for a swim. So they put on swimming clothes. The princess, the daughter of the pharaoh, was the king of all Egypt. And two, three friends walked down to the river bank. We're having a nice time swimming. And the princess comes out of the water to converse with a friend. And she goes, look, there's a crib floating in the river. And she says to her friends, wade over there, walk through the water. I want to know what's in that crib. So the friends go over and move the sheet a little bit. And they said, it's a little Hebrew baby boy. And the princess said, little Hebrew baby boy, bring him here. And so her friends came back with the cradle in their arms. And when the princess looked at the baby, she went, she was a single girl. She said, I want him to be my baby. Now, at that very moment, when the princess was falling in love with the baby, the 13-year-old daughter comes ambling down from their poor house up there and walks towards the princess and her friends. And the princess is saying, I want to take him home to daddy's palace. This is my baby. And the little girl says, 13 years old. Come on, as can be. She says, you don't have any milk. You're single. How are you going to feed the baby? Oh, that's right. What am I going to feed the baby? So 13-year-old says, there's plenty of Hebrew women, Jewish women, who have babies and plenty of milk. I'm going to bring you one. Oh, little girl, if you could bring me a Hebrew lady would have milk for my baby. So the little girl runs home. When she gets out, she kind of breaks up.
Mom, it's working! It's working!
And Mom says, "Shh, calm down." If she sees you excited, she's going to suspect something. Calm down. So the mother and the 13-year-old daughter walk down to where the princess is holding the baby. And the princess says, "Señora, I want you to give milk to my baby every day, 3 times a day. And the mother says, "What do I look like, a milk factory?" She's keeping her cool. "Oh, would you come to the palace 3 times a day to give my baby milk?" "What am I going to do walking up to your palace? I got a load of kids myself. Hey, what? You leave the baby with me. And on Saturdays, I'll bring the baby up the hill to see you. Maybe Wednesdays too. You leave the baby with me, I'm not going to be walking up to the palace 3 times a day. So the princess says, "Oh, that would be all right. But it's my baby, right?" "Yeah, it's your baby. But I got other kids to take care of. I'll take good care of your baby. I'll have plenty of milk." So they brought the baby home. And the princess went home and said, "Daddy, I have a baby I adopted." And the king loved his daughter so much, he says, "All right. Yeah." You know how dads are when they really love their kids? He just kind of says, yeah, all right. And so Moses grew up in the palace. And he was loved so much by the Pharaoh, who's supposed to be his grandfather, though he wasn't, that when Moses gets to be like 20, the Pharaoh hands over the administration of all of Egypt into the hands of Moses. So here's Moses, like the second in command in all of Egypt. His word was law. When he gets to be about 35, he realizes, "I'm not Egyptian. I'm Jewish. I love my people. Jewish lady gave me milk. She's my mom. My big sister, I just love her. I'm going to go see my people, because Israel was in slavery to Egypt. The Israelites had to walk through mud with dry hay and then make the blocks out of which they made the pyramids. And when Moses went to see them, there was an Egyptian soldier, a slave driver, and this Jewish man had fallen in the mud because they were putting in 12-hour days, 7 days a week, no real food, just watery caldo without tortillas. So he was this Egyptian slave, Israelite slave, only about 48, but he's like an old man, he has no energy, and he's falling in the mud, and the Egyptian is about this far away from him with a whip going like this, "Get up, lazy, get up, kill him." He'd fall down with his face in the mud, and get out of the mud in time to breathe, and take another beating. So Moses comes up behind the Egyptian slave driver, and the whip goes back, you know. Moses grabs the tail of the whip, and he goes like this, "I don't call that murder. I call that? The defense of your brother. I don't see murder in that. Defending his brother. They quick buried the Egyptian slave driver, but word got out. Got to the Pharaoh. Moses killed an Egyptian soldier, slave driver. So the Pharaoh, who had loved Moses all those 30-some years, wanted to kill him. Put a reward on his head. So Moses left Egypt all by himself. And he went to the Sinai Peninsula. And there one day, alone, under 45 degree heat, 45 degrees, that would be Celsius, kind of like 115 Fahrenheit. Chicago never gets that hot. He's all by himself. And he sees a bush burning and didn't pay any attention, but then he goes like this. Because the bush was enveloped in flames, but the bush itself stayed green and fresh. And a voice comes from the bush. The land you're standing on is holy. Fall to your knees. Take off your sandals. Moses kneels down and he says, "Who are you? What is your name?" And from the bush comes the answer. Listen to this answer. "My name is I Am. Mi nombre es Yo Soy." It's the name that God gives himself. "My name is I Am. Mi nombre es Yo Soy." And then the voice from the bush keeps saying, "Go back to Egypt. Round up my people. The thousands of thousands of Israeli people. Round them up. Take them out of Egypt. Take them to the promised land, flowing with milk and honey. I have a country set aside for them." And Moses says, "If I tell them that I was sent to set them free and take them home to Israel, they're going to say to me, 'Who sent you?' They're going to say, 'What's his name? Who sent you?' When they ask you, 'Who sent you?' you have to answer, 'I Am sent me. I Am sent me.'" Would you repeat that last part, please? "I Am sent me." So that God's name is I Am. I'm going to tell you how that's pronounced in Hebrew. Yahweh. Yahweh. You know, I start mass. So, I'll tell you what. I know, kids, that you're only lined up to come here today, Monday. But I want to invite you back tomorrow. I'm telling you, we don't always have a chance like this. So I'm inviting you back tomorrow. What time did you come today? 6 o'clock? Okay, 6 o'clock tomorrow. I'm not saying it's obligatory, but I'm only here till Thursday. And I really want to see you again. You know, this true history just gets better and better all the time. God's name is I am. I'll tell you why when I see you again tomorrow. Right? And once more thing, how do you say I am in Hebrew? Yahweh. Yahweh. Frankly now, not to talk anybody down. Frankly now, the word Jehovah is just a bad pronunciation. The word is Yahweh, and it means I am. So I'm going to tell you why God's name is I am. Do come tomorrow, huh? You know, it just gets better and better. So you want to see y'all tomorrow.
Hear more talks like these at greatcatholichomilies.com.